Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We are back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac Season 3. We are on Episode 8. We are discussing mama drama, drunk driving, and centertainment. So tune in right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Playboy.
Hey. I can't dance. If anybody's watching this.
For those of you who can only hear us on the podcast version, we're listening to Playboy Cardi and Nicki Minaj. With Jimin in the studio, unfortunately, my co-host cannot dance. So you are missing that little bit of insanity right now. What's up, y'all? We are back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac Season 3. It's your boy at DJ Richie Sky here. Who do we have with us today?
What's up? It's Felicia Michelle here.
All right. And you guys will notice that the panel looks a little bit different this week. Nigeria is out for the week, and Ronnie unfortunately has another commitment, so he will not be back for the rest of the season, but he sends his love to all. All right, so listen. This week, we're going to be talking a lot of things that have to do with drunk driving. Still, we've got an appearance by an umbrella. We've got the new addition to the cast, Kern Huger. We got some special segments coming up. We're going to be discussing our MVP of the show, so you got to stay and tune in for that. And we're also going to get into some news and gossip for you guys, so you can't go anywhere. We got you covered on all bases, all right? So look, what did you think of this episode?
The next time somebody come for me, I'm going to get my umbrella on them. Like, what? Is that what you're telling me? All I needed was an umbrella? Forget gun control, umbrella control.
You know
how
what?
Can you wield that? I'm going to put my arm down.
I feel like it's pretty hard to choke somebody out with an umbrella. I feel like you need to use the hook of the umbrella in order to really drag them.
Nah, the straight part there just right up against the neck with the forearm like that. And you should be... I'm not confessing to anything I've ever done before or anything like that.
Sounds like she has a bit of experience. I don't know. You know what? Before we're going to dive right into the mama drama, because there was a lot of it this episode. And I felt like it was really kind of at the center of the first half of it. But I really want to follow up with just a couple of things from last week, because it's really kind of important, I think, in terms of a setup, particularly for Miss Huger.
Yes.
So Karen confessed that Ray had asked for a divorce. But when she actually mentioned it, she claimed that this was years ago. But then later, recanted that while whispering to Giselle behind a closed door with her mic still on. You would think she would have learned from last season.
Season 3. We are on season 3.
You would think she learned from last season, take the mic off. Throw it outside the room, but take it off.
A-Town stomp on it. Do something.
Something. So what do we think about this whole situation with Karen and this whole divorce? My mind is...
It was definitely interesting because it was like, okay, so do you not remember when your husband asked you when you went for a divorce? Like, because it happened multiple times, or because it was like the timeline really jumped. It was a long time ago. We were going through things and we worked past that and we're beyond that and we've ascended so far up into the heavens of love that we are not, that can't penetrate us anymore. Just like she shooed it away. And then it was like, oh, actually, it was kind of recent and now it's for money thing. So was it a long time ago and you were going through something, or is it because of the money situation and he's trying to protect you? Which, I mean, I think anybody can understand that from a legal standpoint. But like, when was it? Was it last week, last year, 8 years ago? Like, what time? When was this, sis?
I just want to be real. I feel like based on the way Charisse reacted, I feel like Charisse knew that it was sometime recently or something like that, because I feel like that's really the only thing that made sense. And I feel like, why would why would the Karen, I feel like she just does these things where she tells these weird stories that just don't seem to add up in an effort to confuse us.
So you give up. So you're like, you know what? Forget it. You know, I'm not even going to try to figure this out because I'm so confused at this point. I'm not even interested anymore. Like, forget it. I quit.
What's the real story? And what is this about her parents offering her a degree? Like, can they just give out degrees like that? Like, if it was that simple, I really wish my parents would have just given me a degree because I wouldn't be paying for that thing now.
Wait, I was like, my parents offered it to me and I denied it. Like, say what? Like, come on. You at least
was it an honorary doctorate?
Community college or something that you would have probably done after school. Like, it's just, it's weird. It's just weird. I do like Karen because she's entertaining.
I love Karen.
But it's just odd. Like, everything she says is just like, it makes you go, wait, what? Like, hold on, wait a minute. Like, I know that she made it sound like it was so, I fell for this last week with her. For something that I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I believed her. Like, I fell for
you
it too.
You be hopping on the Karen track.
I drank the Karen Kool-Aid.
You did. And you're drinking it now, right now. You know what, though? You know who's not drinking the Karen Kool-Aid? It's Maria Menounos.
No, Maria is not drinking the Karen Kool-Aid. So if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those of you who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in like all aspects of your life. From wellness to health to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria Menounos be the big sister that you always wanted. Just go over to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. F-R-E-E, free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us who sent you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast. Make sure you check it out.
And you guys feel free to ask her about those free degrees that they're giving out according to Karen.
Because if anybody can get you honorary degree, I think Maria can figure it out.
She's going to know exactly what to say to you about that. I mean, come on now. Let's get into it.
Or about how to not be tricked by your friends. How to spot somebody who's pulling the wool over your eyes.
That part right there. So I want to go into something I think a little bit more serious, because we saw this dynamic with two cast members today, and that sort of, we teased it at the top, it's mama drama.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know which one to start with, because I felt like, let's start with Ashley.
Okay.
Let's start with our friend Ashley. You know, she has a conversation with her mother. It's pretty much the eighth conversation, I feel like, that we've seen with her mother. And it's equally as compelling each time for me. Because this time, I felt like her mom was fired up.
Yeah, she was on one.
I was confused. Was she moving out of the... Because that looked like a big old townhouse that she was in. And that was nice, too. If that was what the rent was being paid for, I'm like, girl, like, what would... And if I'm not, does Ashley's mother work? I feel like she works.
I don't know. I can't remember. I know the dude don't work.
Right. Leech does not work. Leech does not work. But I felt like her mom does work, because I felt like her mom said something about
finding a new job.
Or something like that. And I'm like, well, maybe she was just working a job where she wasn't making that much money. So what does the money go towards? I'm trying to figure it all out. So it looked like Ashley had come over and the mom was packing up or moving things out of the house. And she was claiming she was going to a hotel.
I thought she was moving things in, or because she mentioned that Leech helped her move. This is a shame we called this man Leech.
Well, I don't know his name. They never told us.
They didn't, so we made one up. She had mentioned that Leech had helped her move the heavy things. So I'm assuming she's moving out because Ashley was like, she needs to find a place and we need, you know.
So is living in a hotel the least expensive option? I mean, I don't know, because I feel like if somebody has given me a move out
M and it's a motel, then it's like less expensive.
Ah,
or if maybe it's a different atrium, like a hostel or something.
The running rates for motels these days, I mean, they're places that I generally do not try to go. Like, if somebody, like, the only, I'm only staying in a hotel if I'm traveling, right? I mean, yeah.
Facts.
But if you were to come to me and say, hey, let's go on a trip to X, Y, or Z, and you said, but we're going to stay in the motel. First of all, I know I can't travel with you. That's one. But number two, how much is that?
You are really Monique in this situation right now. I just want to say, your bed is not big enough. Richie's bed's not big enough.
And I don't even have four homes. So
I don't know why she lives. But you, what you were saying before, she was so, it came out of nowhere. Like, you know, sometimes you see people like kind of build. I didn't really see that coming in that conversation.
No, I didn't either.
She just started going, and I was like, wait, hold on. I had to rewind it back because she got so emotional. It caught me off guard. And I was like, wait, what did she just say?
So was she emotional because Michael is not returning her phone calls? Like, I wasn't clear. Like, why are you trying to call Michael? What are you getting from Michael that you can't get from Ashley? What is that? What are you talking to Michael about?
I have my own hypothesis about this and tell why it. She did that. It's because I believe it's because she wants to make it seem like she has a relationship with Michael that's not based around his money. And since he doesn't want anything to do with her in a personal level because, well, she lied to him and had somebody living in a home that he was paying for that he said he didn't want some other grown man staying there. Now he's just like over it. And so she wants to have a relationship that's based on other things besides money. But now all she has is money. And when you take that out of the equation, like, what do you really, like, have? She doesn't want to look like a leech or like she can't take care of herself. I'm sure that woman has pride. She's a grown woman. She has grown kids. I'm sure she has pride in herself. So maybe just for the sake of saving face and having viewers think that she really like wants to have a relationship with Michael, maybe she really does. But I feel like if you want to have a relationship with somebody, you really are trying to understand where they're coming from and have like, and not lie. Like, you lied to him on a huge thing. I mean, I get that, your man. I don't get it. I don't get it. The men I like work. So I don't get it, actually.
I'm just saying contribute, you know what I'm saying, to the household. However you can, do something. Bring in some coins. I mean, I don't care what you got to do. Just get out there and do it.
Did you tell them to go get a job at Oz? Who said that?
I said go get a job. I said hire them at Oz. And listen, I don't know if that's not on the table. I don't understand why it hasn't been, because then at least you can ensure that the people are working.
Because her brother works there. Because her brother's who saw Karen and...
Oh, we're going to get into that, too. But yeah, like, I don't understand, like, bringing the family to work at Oz or something like that. But, you know, or maybe that doesn't pay enough either. I don't know.
Her mom's ridiculous. I mean, her mom sounded like a teenager when she was talking. I don't want to talk about someone's mom, like, in a sense, like, it's not about her mothering. It's about, like, what she, like, her mindset.
It's what she's doing.
Like, she's like, oh, maybe I'll just move somewhere else. Like, where are you going to move if you don't have money to stay where you had to stay? Like, what are you about to really do? What do you mean you're going to get a new job? Like, it sounds like she's like that movie Tumbleweeds. Like, you're just running from one situation to another because you think that a destination is going to make you happy. Destinations don't make you happy, y'all.
You know, you're right. But it felt like subtle manipulation to me. Like, by saying that, oh, I'm just going to move away because you're not helping me anymore. You're not going to be giving us money, so I might as well go someplace else. Mm. It's kind of like you're using that, it sounds like, you're using that as leverage to either get more money or to get sympathy.
Oh, like, so I'm in your life and you help me, or you don't help me and I'm not going to be in your life.
Right.
Sheesh. That's a tough situation. I'm not jealous of Ashley when it comes to that situation at all.
Because here's the rub with that situation. Ashley's in a very difficult position because guess what? If she continues to help her mother, that's going to cost her relationship, which is going to cost her the ability to help her mother anyway. So it's kind of like,
and her life,
it's a lose-lose situation
in her lifestyle, because she admitted tonight that if it were not for Michael, she wouldn't even be able to take care of herself.
Exactly.
Like, she admitted that.
Like, she readily said that. So it's kind of like, yo, like, you know, there's got to be something that gives in that situation. Somebody got to start working, because at the end of the day, it's like, if you don't, like, everybody's out of it.
hot mess. It was a hot mess. Very hot mess. It was a little embarrassing to watch her go off like that too. A little bit.
I almost felt like something was off with her tonight. I mean, I'm not being.
I didn't mean to give you a look like that, Richie. But it just felt like it was like there is something wrong.
Did anybody? With I mean, I want to know. Like,
period.
Anybody out there who's listening or who's watching, if you felt like something was a little off with her mom tonight, comment in the comment section. You know, because I feel like there's something.
So maybe something's brewing in her personal life that we don't know about.
Like, I don't know what it is. And I'm sure it's something, because if you're living with a leech, you're bound to be sucked dry at some point. Hmm. Not in the best way. So now we're talking about moms, right? I kid. So let's jump on over to Candace's mom.
Oh, okay.
This situation, when I saw the previews, I want to say this. It went differently than what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be Candace's mom sort of being overbearing about the whole wedding process and maybe sort of picking what the, you know, if it's going to be round tables or rectangles, which...
Kind of what we've seen from her.
I prefer the round tables for the wedding. I do.
No, what?
I prefer round tables,
square.
Yeah.
Square.
Yeah, what?
Like rectangle.
No, because you can seat more people at a round table.
Okay, so we're never going to get married. just dead it right there.
It forces interaction with people if you're at a round table. It does. Look it up. So... The mom is there, and what we discover really is that there is some, I don't want to call it bitterness, but I feel like it is a little bit of bitterness.
Call a spade a spade.
On her mom's part regarding, you know, Candace's dad, and Candace's dad leaving at such a young age. Candace does not really know, because she was so young, what happened, and yeah. I'm not sure, was he there throughout her childhood?
Well, they showed pictures of them together, so I would assume that they had some type of relationship where he saw, like, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, one picture. Well, I guess you can only take one picture here and one picture there. But she said it, that I had a relationship with my dad. Like, he just didn't live with me. She said that. Like, she spoke up for her dad when her mom was saying, I think it upset her because her mom was talking about her dad on television, like, when she really started to break down. Because it's probably really hard for somebody, or anybody can attest out there, if you come from a situation where both your parents aren't together, that's hard for any kid. So, it's, like, that's difficult. Now it's on television, and my mom's basically saying, my dad ain't no good, and he left us. He left you when you was a baby. It's like, he left him for dead. Like, he didn't leave her forever. He just left you. Like, he left y'all broke up, and y'all wasn't living together. He left you. Like, he wouldn't leave her.
But here's the thing, though. Like, it's a difficult situation, because that's her mom's perspective. And if you're on a reality show, she's going to give... Her perspective.
Her truth.
That is her truth, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like there were two things that were making Candace emotional tonight. And I feel like one of them was this idea that at a certain point in time, you have to be prepared for something crazy to happen in your marriage. It seemed like her mother was foreshadowing that that's the case with marriages in general. And so I felt like Candace was already kind of like,
she's negative about the whole thing. Yeah, she doesn't like him. She doesn't like him. What did she say before? He isn't what we expected for you, or something along those lines?
Yeah. You know, he's not a doctor or a lawyer or anything like that.
He's divorced. He got 3 kids.
That part.
Yeah.
Where the money going? But anyway. These are valid points. No, but I feel like she was already putting this dark cloud over marriage. And then she swoops in with the final blow, which is like, yo, you talking about my dad on television.
And you're sitting in my perspective venue doing this. We're sitting literally in the place. Like, how dare you emit those types of negative vibes up in here?
Right. And to me, Candace, when she talks, at least on the show, when she talks about getting married, there's already a sentimental side to her. She breaks down literally almost every time she talks about it. So that means that there is a lot of emotion already attached to it. So I think adding that negativity, well, let's just call it what it is, because it was negativity at a certain, even if that was her truth, you know,
it just wasn't the time and place for her to speak that.
Yeah, but her mom did not back down.
Well, you putting up 100 racks and he only putting up 20, I'm going to say what I want to say. Ching, ching.
Okay. Now, that was going to be my next little...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, because I almost forgot about that. But I knew when I saw the episode, I wanted to touch on that. How much do weddings cost? Can somebody out there give me a ballpark figure about, if you're watching or if you're listening, tell us how much you guys know or think weddings typically cost?
Or, like, if they recently got married, because I wouldn't know. Isn't it, like, people spend, like, around, like, $40,000 or something for a wedding? Like, $40,000? Is that about? That's crazy.
Candace's mother is paying $100,000 for this wedding, and then the father is contributing $20,000. So this is a $120,000 wedding, which you may now be asking for more money for.
All right, y'all, real quick. This is Anthony in the booth. I Googled it. National average cost of wedding of a wedding day in 2016 was an average of $35,329.
Okay, look at that. Okay, so that was close.
I mean, I feel like
I need to go on the Price
Is
Right.
This is Megan and what's his name's wedding from this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because actually, doesn't she want to do more? Like, she's over budget.
She wants more.
She wants a flower wall. Like, girl, listen, let Kim K be Kim K and you be the best you that you could be. Don't stop. Just stop.
So, yeah, you're already what? Like,
first off, your parents are giving you. Let me go ask one of my parents for $20,000. Forget the $100,000. $20,000. You will not hear. You will hear the biggest laugh of your life. Like $20,000 for a wedding, not to buy a house, not to. Well, I guess they already own a house. Well, her mom owned a house. What? Her. Never mind. Somebody. I'm going to leave it alone.
Your mom should be getting married with you guys, too. How about that?
Her mom's going to jump the broom with them at the end.
I feel like she might as well, because she might as well be part of the marriage. She's part of the household.
That is a little tricky. How would you feel about that? Let me ask you something. How would you feel if the person that you're with, you're married to, or getting married to, one of their parents is like a beneficiary of your entire relationship, but it makes your lifestyle way better?
Well, I mean, if it makes the lifestyle better, I'm here for it. You know, as long as there's like a level of appreciation, and I feel like for me, what I'm always thinking about is I'm working to get to the next step for myself. So if that parent is there and I can really look at them as a mentor, because that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Then I would be wanting to learn how I can put myself in that position too, so that I can take care of them at some point.
Or take care of your future kids.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm the type of person, I want to take care of the whole family. Like, I just want that.
I'm the kind of person who appreciates boundaries, strong boundaries. And I feel like you can't have boundaries like that when someone pays. It's like, well, you know, you live with your parents, like, you under my roof, and you mm-hmm. follow my rules, and that's, you're under her roof, and you got to follow some of her rules, and you have those, like, she's impeding on your boundaries. Like, I would never want my in-laws to know how much money we make.
Yeah.
If you're giving me money, that means you know how much money that I don't have and how much money I probably make. I'm not interested in that.
Good point. And I do think that it's going to cause an issue later.
Oh,
because yeah. There's always this thing of like when people have so much monetary control, they will then anticipate having control in other aspects
Ashley
of their life.
Ashley and Michael.
Boom.
Ashley and Candace.
Because then they can make demands. And you're going to feel like you are obligated to comply because they are basically supplying you with a lifestyle.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, that's not good.
So then that ends up being a housewife, a house husband, everything. Just a quick shout out to everybody who's listening to this on the iTunes version of this podcast. Please be sure to continue to listen to us. You guys can also watch us on YouTube Live. You can also watch it after we go live. You can comment, rate, share. Be sure to do all of those things because we like to keep the conversation going. Speaking of which, I want to talk about Centertainment.
The discovery phase.
The discovery.
I am going to use that for every new idea I have. Wasn't it Felicia? The discovery
Let's
phase.
Talk about it. Let's talk about it. There's so much discovery to be had.
So much discoveries to discover.
Right. This whole scent thing with Karen, what say you about it? We talked a little bit about it last week, and I feel like we talked about what she should be doing. Well, we've talked about it like weeks ago, I think. But what do you think about this whole, who is this lady? Is her name Susan?
Yeah, it was Susan. I think it was Susan.
Who is she? If y'all know, let us know. Because I just feel like, where did she come from?
That was like,
Was she a business partner? I was confused.
I wasn't confused.
Or is Matt the business partner?
Matt.
I feel like, is Matt?
Okay. Do you want me to comment on Matt first or the Scentsy part?
I want both.
Okay, first off, that was a Scentsy party. If y'all ever been there, you know, the candles, where they sell the candles. That's what that was.
That's what that is? They got a name for that? I never knew that.
That's all that was. It was a party with your friends and y'all made perfume. Like, that's all that y'all did. They smelled three. First off, they smelled like three different groups. Okay, but like, what was the different scents? Like, other reality shows have taken us behind the scenes of what it's like to create a fragrance in whatever phase. Discovery, not discovery. She's not pulling a wool over my eyes this time. That was a party.
You're not drinking the Kool-Aid today?
I'm not. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
It was a party to make perfumes and to talk and to smell cocoa beans, like coffee beans. I would have never went to that. That would have made my stomach hurt. Like, it smelled all those different scents. And then just I was like, they stink. Is what she basically was saying the whole time. They stink. And I was like, this doesn't even smell like something I would want to go to. Like, but there was food.
Listen, there was little chicken and waffle samples, okay? And I would have gotten every single last one of them. And there was champagne, so that was good. Well, Ashley had her, you know, Corona, classy as she may be. So, you know, I think transitioning from Scentertainment into Monique a little bit, because she really was the centerpiece of a lot of what happened there.
We gonna talk about that first. We're not gonna talk about Matt.
Oh, you.
I just want to say one thing about Matt.
You did want to talk about Matt. My bad.
He is a finesser. Y'all know what a finesser is? My finesses when they see a good situation. Because I'm like, Matt, what could have possibly been on your resume where you don't even know what a discovery phase is? And she was like, yeah, and Matt's going to take this project to the top. And I was like, what? He doesn't even know what you're talking. He literally just said, I don't know anything about this business.
Matt is her slave.
I'm not going to say he's her
and
slave.
And Matt is her driver.
Matt is a finesser. Matt is being paid to do.
Matt is her manservant and her driver. Did he have blue eyes?
No, he does not have blue eyes.
Ooh, we got some blue-eyed action, some blue-eyed gossip coming up for
y'all. I just
wanted
to say that Matt was a finesser. Oh, yeah, we do have
that. Actually, on that note, Karen might be a finesser, too. No shade.
Karen might be a finesse. Karen might
you
be a manipulator.
Name your fragrance finesse.
Yes, finesse.
Dripping with finesse. How about
there's
that?
Already like a song with it.
Dripping by Karen Huger or Kern. Huger.
I would not want to buy anything called Dripping by Karen.
Side note, shout out to Ashley and her Kern impression. That was hilarious to me.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so back to Monique, because we got a lot to unpack with her.
Yeah.
So she comes into the scene basically mad.
Oh yeah, but not trying to be mad. That's annoying.
Like, it was on the one hand, I get it, because you don't want to address the situation in public, but on the other hand, if you can't act normal, then you're gonna have to like at least just come out and say it, because it's kind of like we all been there. You've been mad at somebody, you don't want to talk to them, but you really just not gonna acknowledge it right then and there, so you acting different and everybody can see it.
It just didn't make sense. If you were that upset, you should just have stayed home. You weren't going to talk to anybody. It's not like you didn't only talk to the person who you had a problem with. You didn't talk to anyone. So you should just stayed home and talk to yourself.
Well, she at least talked to Charisse.
Or Charisse talked for her.
And when prompted, though, she did explain what happened and why she was upset, because there were some implications that she... Listen, here's the thing with this whole situation. I get her being upset about that.
I'd be pissed off too.
I really do. And I feel like other people on the show may not understand it because it's not really them. And so they're not really having to live with this idea that they may... You know, somebody is saying that they are... You know, that could be associated with being an alcoholic, with getting a DUI. You know what I mean? So it kind of negatively reflects on her as, you know, a mom, a wife, you know, a businesswoman.
You know what? A point to that, and it was in the comments, and I'm so sorry. I forgot I wrote it, but I was like, this is an amazing point. They said that no one knows what Monique and Chris spoke about with their pastor and their first lady about them miscarrying. No one knows that right now. And even in our discussion, I was like, dang, we are kind of like against her. I feel really bad because I just didn't even think like she's grieving. And, you know, you really don't know how people handle that. Like,
yeah. And so I was going to also comment on that with our fan shout out section. And that was by Anana Mouse. This person said,
I think your mind are stealing. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it was like, that was really the one I picked out. It said, cause I thought it was a good point. I think everyone is being, this is the comment. I think everyone is being a bit too hard on Monique. Here's another perspective. She just suffered a loss. She's grieving. She's maybe covering it up by working. Maybe filming for her is let my hair down time. I know moms who bust out when, you know, they're, you know, having a good time or something like that. So shout out to Anana Mouse for that perspective, because I think it does offer something different and something genuine to that conversation. To cut really quickly to them moving that whole argument outside, and who are you, team Ashley or are you team Monique in this whole situation?
I'm gonna be team Monique. I'm so indifferent. I'm like devil's advocate. I usually can see both sides, but I'm gonna be team Monique for this one, because you didn't say any of that stuff to me, and everything that you said behind my back, now everyone thinks it's to be true, right? And people rather believe the worst than the best, or, you know, even the situation that was the truth is pretty bad if you're that exhausted. Yeah. But it's like, dang, you just went all around. And in the beginning, I thought they were going to be really good friends. I was like, oh, this is about to be a team. This season, they're about to be like tight. Like, it's going to be like a Giselle and Robin type, not, but, you know, like, you know, partners, mm-hmm, on the show. And that went south really quick.
Real quick. Like, fast. I don't know. You know, I feel like you have to be careful about that type of implication when you talk about people and drinking. Because at the end of the day, you know, you both had drinks. Mm-hmm. End of story. You both had drinks and you both left and you both probably drove.
Yeah.
So while I do think I understand Ashley's perspective about her even mentioning the drinks at lunch, I still feel like, you know, you just don't kind of make that an issue. You don't make that a thing. You know what I mean? I feel like Ashley kind of made it a thing.
But you know what? Hold on. I got to switch teams, y'all. Wait a minute. I got to go back. I'm going to go for team Ashley now. Because Ashley is messy, but Ashley, like, has a limit. And Monique went crazy. She went crazy.
She did go a little crazy. And even outside, when it was Monique versus the Green Eye Bandits, I mean, what did you listen?
You
to
are
me?
A part of the Green Eye Bandits. Like, stop.
I am a Green Eye Bandit.
You're not in the gang with them.
But, you know, I felt like, you know, I feel like Monique has green eyes. Now that I think about it, I think she does.
No, she does.
I feel like Monique has green eyes. I'm gonna look that up.
Maybe she had worn some green contacts.
I don't know.
Prior,
I'm gonna check. I feel like she got green eyes too. Anyway, so this whole umbrella situation finally comes up. I mean, and it is insane. Because I feel like it came up, it happened like that fast. Robin walked up, the two of them went at it. The next thing I know, she says, say it in my face. And Robin.
Because y'all know, Robin will walk up on somebody.
She
We've
will
seen
roll
her
up on
yes.
you.
With not,
real
with
fast.
An issue, without an issue.
And Monique is handy with an umbrella. We learned that. Like nunchucks.
She put that umbrella. I was telling you before the show, I was like, I meant to bring my umbrella in here.
We're going to do our best to get Monique on the show. And when we have her on this show, I'm speaking it into existence. We will all yes. have our umbrellas.
Monique, come on. Okay, I'm back on team Monique. Come on the show, Monique.
We love Monique. We love all
I
the
love,
ladies.
I love all the ladies. It's hard to decide. They're probably going to say I'm flip-floppy in the comments. And
yeah,
that's okay.
You are. It's okay.
I'm a Cancer. I'm emotional. I just switch up.
Same. So let's talk about our MVP of the episode real quick. Who are you giving it to today?
I am going to give the MVP to Ashley.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I am. Because how she handled that situation with her mom was so, like, I, I, she, I, couldn't imagine handling it better myself, yeah, because her mom was really going off and being really erratic and, like, I don't want to say crazy because that's really a mean word to put on somebody, but she was really not acting as normally as we've seen her act before. And she, like, handled it. And she said to her mom, I defend you in front of him and I defend him in front of you. And she, like, stood her ground. I think that's really hard to do. So outside of the drama with the ladies, Ashley's my MVP.
Okay. I'm going to give the MVP to Monique. I'm giving it to her because, listen, this is a first for Housewives. I've never seen an umbrella used as a weapon before.
I was going to say, wait, we've seen wigs being adjusted.
We've seen tables flipped, but yeah, we have never seen an umbrella used as a sword. So I'm giving it to, and she, listen, she didn't just do it to anybody. She did it to Robin, who will, like, roll up on you real quick. Okay. So shout out to Monique for, going all Mortal Kombat on us.
Let me say one thing in her defense. Najeer, shout out to Najeer, Miss Girl. She said, like, Monique always makes comments about like her having things, or, you know, we always catch her in that. But editing is crazy because she said this episode, I don't know if you caught it, she's like, why does it always rain when I wear a Chanel?
And she was talking about her wig. She named her wig Chanel. So I peeped that same thing too. It's editing. Sometimes you got to look beyond the edits. So I want to now talk a little bit about the news and gossip that we have, because we got some juicy stuff for y'all today.
Okay. AfterBuzz TV News.
Give it to us.
I felt like getting real super serious when I started. Then I started to laugh. So if you were live watching and tweeting, as I like to do, then you saw that while the show was on, Monique and Ashley actually had a mini Twitter debate. We won't call it Twitter beef. It's called a Twitter debate. And these are some of my favorite tweets from the exchange. Monique is accusing Ashley of bringing this up. And Ashley says, actually, I didn't bring that up at all. It is just convenient to point at me. Remember that three fingers are pointing back at you.
Burn.
Yes. Ashley was super sassy. Monique says, last year you said to Michael, if you close your restaurant, need I say more? Ashley's reply, things said in the heat of the moment, as I'm sure you can attest to, Michael is the main source of our income and our business relationships, which you can relate to as well. And then Ashley follows up with, what are you saying? And she asks her this time, at Mrs. Samuels, I have nothing to lose. I have a brick and mortar business and I'm going through transitions with my family. You're taking too many lessons from Karen. Don't do that.
Ooh.
Because Monique, it just kind of propelled off of the episode and what they were saying behind his back in the episode. And Monique's like, well, if you get an allowance and you're taken care of, and Ashley's like, and you're taken care of too, so what are you saying? So
battle of the housewives.
I guess I just, but what is the, what I want to know what Monique, somebody come on, because I need the answers. What does Ashley mean by you're taking too many lessons from Karen? Don't do that.
Well,
is that related to, like, the money, or?
I will tell you a little bit of something that we discovered last night. If you guys were watching Watch What Happens Live last night, Ashley was actually on the show. And Andy actually asked her about Mr. Blue Eyes. And Ashley finally elaborated on exactly what happened with that situation. So apparently, Ms. Huger and her blue-eyed limo driver were seen in Oz first.
Okay.
And so the canoodling actually happened.
I love that
at
word.
A restaurant across, at a pizza restaurant across the street from Oz. And that is where she was seen head on the limo driver's chest.
Okay.
And his hands cupping her bosom, her rear end, I'm sorry. Her
feeling
rear end.
Her booty.
And he's also on. Ashley indicated that Monique saw this interaction as well.
What?
Yep. Oh! Yes.
I need answers.
So I guarantee y'all there's going to be a whole lot more of this Mr. Blue Eyes rumor to come for the rest of the season. And
for the
I
rest
can
of
tell
next season, they pulling this storyline along.
Look,
We can find
to know
him.
Who is this person? Because like I need to know who Leech is, and I need for Monique to clear this up as well. Because Ashley has made another implication, and I need to know what the real deal is. So now, let's talk about some predictions for next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do we think is going to happen?
Well, I'm excited. Well, like, I feel bad to say I'm excited, but I'm excited to see to see the end of this fight. Like, how does it end up? Because, you know, normally they give us a teaser if there's a fight, like there's like off camera cut or something crazy that, and that didn't happen. So, like, I want to see like how far did this really go? I feel like they're all super classy and they're not gonna take it.
Oh, of course not. That of course far. Not. We're not gonna.
But
see
I
that.
Do think there'll be some chest bumping, some shoulder.
Yeah,
pushing.
I just want to see who
the
gets
umbrella
involved.
Is up, obviously. So
she should have opened the umbrella
and poked. See, you're a green-eyed bandit. You try to take one of her eyes out.
No, I'm just saying. Oh, if you want to shield yourself, that's all I'm saying.
No, that she wanted to use it as like a baton. Is that what police have, a baton?
Well, hopefully we will find out next week what she was thinking when she pulled out that umbrella. I'm sure that was her first line of defense because Robin ain't no joke, and I'm sure that umbrella won't be one either. We see a lot of crying next week, so I'm hopeful that we can find out exactly what is bringing both Giselle and Robin and Juan to tears. Who knows?
You're excited for that?
I just want to know. I mean, for me, it'll be one, good to see Giselle show another side of herself because we don't really see her get that emotional. And I would love to see something that just brings Robin and Juan closer together. I'm just like, just get back together.
Yeah. Oh, wait. The
something with the mom.
Yeah.
So I want to know what that is. I'm curious. I need to know. I need answers.
She didn't come back from the afterlife to tell you that she still don't like your wife. I'm just kidding. Just joking, like a mother-in-law joke. Just joking.
I told that heifer, didn't I? You know what? I'm going to end this episode.
You ain't right for that. She's never going
to
come on.
We are going to end this episode on that note. I'm your boy, DJ Richie Sky. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky. And where can we find you?
It's your girl. It's Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle.
So you guys be sure to come in next week. We're going to be doing the same thing, same bat time, same bat channel, but also check out all of our other AfterBuzz TV shows on all of our other networks as well. And be sure to rate, comment, tune in, and share it, and just come back. We love y'all. All right? Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.